Jonah did all her apartment searching at work. I was happy about that, because it would have been painful to watch her doing it at home. Our conversations were short and sweet. We didn't laugh or show each other affection anymore. Lynn and Erica noticed, but we assured them everything was fine. We didn't want to tell them the truth until Jonah officially signed a lease for her own place. I was worried that Lynn would take our breakup the hardest. She looked at Jonah as a surrogate mother and viewed Erica as her sister. Losing both of them was going to hurt. I was sure Jonah would always be part of Lynn's life in some capacity, but realistically, it wouldn't be the same. She wouldn't see her as much, and if Jonah accomplished her dream of having another child, I figured she'd be too occupied with her new baby to think about Lynn. On a rainy Friday, Jonah announced,
"I found a place in Copiague. I'm moving out in 2 weeks. Now that the girls' basketball season is over, we should tell them this weekend."
On Sunday, we told the girls we needed to have a family meeting. We asked Rhea to come upstairs to keep the situation calm and civil. We all took seats on the living room couches.
"What's going on?"
Lynn asked.
"This doesn't sound like a good meeting. What's wrong?"
Erica added. Jonah and I looked at each other.
"Nick and I love each other very much," Jonah started. "But we've reached a point in our relationship where we need different things to be happy. We don't want to cause future animosity toward one another by doing things we'll regret."
I shifted in my chair, and as expected, Erica and Lynn immediately started crying.
"That said, Erica and I are going to be moving out in 2 weeks. I found an apartment for us in Copiague."
Lynn stood up, stared at me in the face, and shouted,
"You always ruin everything! You're the reason why my mother isn't around for me, and now you manage to fuck things up and drive Jonah and Erica away too! I hate you!"
Everyone's mouth opened in shock. It hurt hearing those words come from my daughter. After all the sacrifices and the work I put into giving her a decent life, hurt wasn't a strong enough word to describe how I felt. In her face, I didn't see the little girl I raised or a child that resembled me. I saw yet another woman who didn't believe in me. I saw her mother. Before I could blink, Rhea stood up and backhanded Lynn across the face. Lynn wore a look of shock and fury. Her nostrils flared.
"How dare you!"
Rhea yelled.
"Your father's far from perfect, but he's tried, and he's done the best he could to raise and provide for you. You've always pined after your mother, and you've never appreciated him for being here for you. That woman abandoned you. In all honesty, she didn't want you, but your father begged to have you and promised to take care of you alone."
Lynn rubbed her reddened cheek and lowered her eyes.
"That's not true. I know Mom wanted me,"
Lynn cried. For years, I tried to make sure Lynn never viewed Vicky as a villain, but it was time for that facade to end. I stormed into my bedroom and dug the letter out of my sock drawer, the one I had told myself I'd never show to my daughter. I didn't want her to have mommy issues, so I tried to let her have a positive image of her mother, but at the moment, I no longer gave a shit about that. I was beyond hurt, and she needed to know the truth. Rhea was still telling Lynn off when I walked back into the living room. "Here. This was the last thing your mother gave me." Lynn snatched the letter out of my hand and read it immediately. I watched as her shame-filled eyes captured the harsh words on each line, and by the time she finished, she was in tears. "Vicky isn't in California. She's right here in New York, in Garden City. She wants nothing to do with you. But if you hate me so much, and you want to see if you'd be better off with her, I can give you her address." Lynn shook her head.
"I'm sorry, Daddy."
I didn't want her apology. I felt hurt and betrayed by my own flesh and blood. I threw my cell phone on the kitchen counter, then turned to leave.
"Nick, where are you going?"
Jonah asked. I didn't answer her. I just walked out of the house, climbed in my car, and went for a long drive, in desperate need of some fresh air.